So we're saying here that if she has a schus, it delays the effects of the water up to 3 years. Yes, schus toil gimushon is schus. What schus does a woman have that delays the effect of the water for 3 years? The schus of learning toida that she learned toida her ainu mitzvah. A woman does not have the mitzvah because says lemalatim oisem as b'neichem v'loyer b'neiseichem. So she doesn't have a mitzvah. How can it protect her? Even though she gets a little bit of schad? How is it strong enough to protect her? Ella zechus de mitzvah. So right now the Gemara is learning that it's a schus of mitzvahs. Zechus de mitzvah. For the Gemara, mitzvah mi migna kula hai. There's a mitzvah of the power to protect to that extent. But Hatanya ezu darish of Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Menachem Rabbi Yosi darshens the following. It says the pasuk kineid mitzvah. The mitzvah compared to a candle. Toyda is compared to sunlight. And tola hakasa mitzvah b'neit. Mitzvah compared to a candle. And toyda compared to sunlight. What's pshat? It's a mitzvah, but neid lemel of man, neid ainam again. It's like a candle only protects you, elfisha. Only a short while the fuse is still burning, after mitzvah ainam again, elfisha. Mitzvah on the capacity to protect you for a short time. But it's a toyda, but the toyda is compared to sunlight. Lemel of man, oi, megin lelem. Just like oi, sunlight is there always. After toyda, megin lelem, toyda protects you always. But oi, man, there's another pasuk where it says. When you go, Tan Chayischa will lead you. B'shachva, when you go to sleep, Tishmer Lecha, it will guide you. So we touch as follows: B'shalacha, Tan Chayischa, while you're going, it rests over you. Zeh Elam has in this world, it protects you. B'shachva, to my Teda. B'shachva, when you go to sleep, Tishmer Lecha, watch it over you. Zumisa, after you die, the Teda protects you. The Hakitzayis, when you wake up, if you're dead already, when you wake up. That she will stand and advocate on your behalf. Moshul, we give a moshul to a person. So what are these three stages? While you're alive, while you're dead, when you come back again. Moshul, a person is going in the middle of the darkness of the night. He's scared from the thorns, from the pitfalls. What did you say, barkonim? Did you mention? No, I don't think so. What is that about Gonzo? Thistles is like a kite.
Prickly things that grow on
stone,
little shrubs.
Is that what about Gonzo means? No. Because you have kites in which are thorns.
Thorns, crevices, and thistles.
Thistles. Okay. Oh, we had Jastro here. Yes. Okay, whatever. Okay.
You didn't help us yesterday.
Yeah, disappointing. And at least it also protects you from wild animals and robbers. Stage number three. I don't know where I'm going. So these are the three stages. When you have a candle, what is a candle do? Which is mitzvahs, protects you, as the Chidah beautifully explains. The pitfalls and the needles and all that and the thorns, they're stationary. You go there, so it's a stumbling block. So mitzvah protects you that you don't go in the wrong places. Chayis and listen, they come to you. They find you and they attack you. That's a stage, that's a higher stage. For that, you need Torah to protect you. And then the third thing is, any day based on the which way to go. What does the Mudashachar achieve? Doesn't know yet which direction. He comes to the fork. And that sign is the Nitzel Mekulam. That's when you get safe from everything else. So Amud HaShachar is Teyre, and the first one is Mitzvah, the second one is Teyre, and we still don't know. What do we still don't know? We still don't know that even though you have Teyre, how do we know that you won't end up listening to the Yetzirah and you'll go in a different direction altogether? When you come to Parashas Drachim, so look at Ashad, the Gila Parashas Drachim, how does Parashas Drachim help? He gave the right parallel to the Gemara. Give it to Rachim. Visham hikir as darker. There he finally knows where he should go. Afkan here too. He gial yem hamisa here too.
His last day.
Yeah. But like Peter Shmanat Teda ad yem maisa, he didn't separate from the Teda till the day he died.
It's the time you have to make a decision which way you're going.
He said, "Can I even get him?" Like Rabbi Yecha said, "He bezaka." Any day based on lichnasi, need some cooler. Explain that. Okay, so right now we're learning that mitzvah protects you temporarily, and Teda protects you permanently. Another thing of the chilv mitzvah and Teda, The name of the mitzvah is if you have a schuss of a mitzvah, comes on a veda and extinguishes the schad of the mitzvah. But a veda cannot extinguish the schad that you deserve for learning teda. So what do we see again? That teda is much more powerful than mitzvah. Mitzvah, a veda can extinguish the effect of a mitzvah, but it cannot extinguish the effect of teda.
So God will have Talmud Shemavim de Maisa.
True. So we already said, so
the whole that's Kabbalah is the Maisa.
So it's a general question. Yeah. What's greater? And we say Talmud is greater. Yeah, but we say the Gemara says in condition that Talmud is greater because Talmud is the Maisa. That's the question.
No, but it's only Azam in Limud. If you're learning Stam and it doesn't cause you to do anything, is
so which is greater, Talmud or Maisa? Talmud. So it's from Talmud. The Eir Chaim adds that all of this is talking about if you learn Teda Lishma, and not if you don't learn Lishma. Shneimer Hadar knows as Mayim Rabim, the waters of Avedis, La Yuchu Lichbis Ava cannot extinguish the love that is through Teda. Rashi lechabes Ava zu Teda dechsiv heviani el beis hayayin the goli al Ava yayin said. So bring me to the house of wine, and I can go for the Ava, which my love, to the wine, hidden wine, which is Teda. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Another chilk in mitzvah and Teda is mitzvah beidna the asu be mitzvah only helps you while you're doing the performing the mitzvah. It does two things: migne umitzlam. Rabbi says, no, I disagree. I hold that mitzvahs actually protect you a lot. You guys are mitigating the mile of mitzvah. I hold mitzvah protects you a lot. A lot of yisurim. So what do you mean, eina migina? From the Yetzer Hara. Migna umitzla. In the word, it does both. Hagon and Hatzala. Migna means from yisurim, and mitzla means from the Yetzer Hara. However, beidna de la'osiba, while you're not doing a mitzvah, a guni migna still protects you from yisurim, but Hatzula and Matzah not prevent the Yetzer Hara from having an influence over you. But when you finish a mitzvah, that's it. So when we said that Aveda is mechabes a mitzvah, we don't mean that mechabes the entire effect of the mitzvah. That it still protects you from yisurin. What Aveda does is it stops the effect of the mitzvah to protect you from the yetzer hara. Toida, bein be'idna da'asibah, bein be'idna la'asibah, whether you are learning, we're not learning it, megina u'mitzah, not only does it protect you, we're not learning it, not only protects you from yisurin, it protects you from the yetzer hara, z'aveda lo'i mechabes z'ava. My yam li'chli z'ava. Masculine or Abba, so Abba has a question. Are you telling me that Teda protects you from the Eitz Ahara? So tell me, Doig and Achateful, two big Talmid HaChamim. Rabbi Dovla called them both my Rebbe. So since they always learn Teda, why didn't it prevent them from following the Yetzer Hara and attacking David? Why didn't it protect them from the Yetzer Hara? Because they became Rishayim Gemurim, and they attacked David HaMelech. But if you say Teda protects you not only from physical yisurim, but also from the Yetzer Hara, why didn't it do that? Elamaros says, Rabbi, Teda be'idna the osbe Teda while you're learning it, migna u'mitzah. Teda while you're learning it, migna mitzah. Be'idna the osbe Teda, we're not learning it, aguni migna protects you from mitzahs, from yisurim. About atzula mitzah from the Yetzer Hara. That's why they weren't learning Teda b'shas ma'isa. They schemed against David HaMelech. Aba mitzah, which is a step lower, never protects you from the Yetzer Hara. You can do as many mitzvahs as you want, still do Avedis. People say, oh, how can this guy be so frumi and does Avedis?
It's interesting. The Rebbe says, someone once asked the Rebbe why he's not so big on the Lashon Hara campaign. And so the Rebbe answered him that there's different drachim of Hashem. Some koch in Sur Mirah, and we are koch in Asay Tov. So he asked him, but the Sur Mirah is also koch. The Rebbe said, when you're doing Asay Tov, Mamela, you don't have opportunity to do any ra. So if you're busy with toy, you're automatically away from ra. So mitzvah l'chayre, if you're also kubah mitzvah, you don't have opportunity to.
Enough. So according to this, mitzvah protects you always from yisurin, never from yitzhara. Teda protects you always from yisurin. While you're learning, it protects yitzhara. When you're not learning, it doesn't. So Teda has a problem. Then the beginning of the Gemara, we compare it to Neid and mitzvah to Neid. When is mitzvah like Neid? If it protects, Neid means temporary. If it's from yisurin, it always does, like oil. If it's from yitzhara, it never does. So when is it Neid? Same thing with Teda. Teda, l'cheda, we're saying Teda is oil. No, it isn't. Teda is oil only when it comes to yisurin, which is like mitzvah. When it comes to Yetzer Hara, only while you're learning it. So you mean the Tzorchin. And back to the Gemara. So maybe the Gemara is changing its mind now. Ravina Amar La'elam Z'chus Teda. let's go back to the women. Thomas Chustayde, the famous Gemara that I'm always quoting, Gemara, the same word here. I decomed a mitzvah vaisa, a woman is not mitzvah vaisa. The heed the pkudile mifkata, taka she has no mitzvah, but ba'agra she has a schar of the makrin umisnayin benayu. She makes her kids learn chumash and mishnah. The notar lugavrayu, she waits for her husband to come back. At the osavad rosh, she goes to some over town in yeshiva for a few months to learn. She is waiting like a kiva's wife, 24 years, and that's schar. She gets a half the schar of her husband or of her kids. Rashi?
The ladies wouldn't be very happy with this.
But my whole schar is the same. Like
right, so see. Rashi learns the Torah, but Elisha said the Torah, not only the Torah, Elisha Terechis, Bibno, Bibayla, She Yasku, they should learn. The Makrian, Umasni, and
She
Terechis.
She theoretically cheated on the husband. She's getting this.
Well,
that's what we're talking about. Yeah. So I'm saying she's getting this.
But we don't know she cheated. If she cheated,
saying in what way she cheated.
Yeah. Okay, right. So we're saying it. Just like Avedis, a mitzvah protects you from Yisurin, from Sai, Begashmin Sai, from Avedis.
So I'm saying it's just ironic that the person she's getting this scar from,
yeah,
the exact person.
Of all person we're talking about,
she's not, yeah, technically married to him.
True,
she's,
true.
She abandoned him.
Shetarchas abenayan lahavi and lebeis hasefer bring the mishiva likra mikra velisha mishnah learn mishnah is a chumash. But not a gavrayu umamtinis lebalein sheyetin liir acheres lemetayda. Normally, when lepshat, she sends her husband to Ashir at night.
They got a coil and crown nights.
Yeah, here they got to go overseas. Okay, right to the gemara. My parashas drachim. What do you mean that comes to a fork in the road? Chedet mudash acher is tayda. The candle is a mitzvah. So what's parashas drachim? You know what Rachim is? That even Tamil Chacham, till the day he dies, he cannot take it for granted. Tamil Chacham and Yem Misa. Look, Rashi, Yem Misa, but who Tamil Chacham, the Yem Misa, the day he dies, the Yadashalai Peter Schlieferig Ma'ol of Oil Taylor. That's the only time you know that you're settled. Yechli Koyn Godl Shimish Pei Shana, and besides, that's Duki. You never know. That's what it means. Tamil Chacham and Yem Misa. He's lying in his bed, and he's not off. He's a Gesus. And now we're going to say that the Chacham and Yiras Chet. The Chacham that also has Yiras Chet after, not because the mitzvah protects the Yitzhar. He has Takah Yod HaShemayim. Rashi Yiras Chet, Zocha, Lirais Chet. Achash is Zocha, after Zocha Teide, Nitzel, Mekula, and then he's safe from everything. Shad Teide, Melam, Dosa, Dibi Mitzvah. But Dibi Teide teaches you how to do everything. Or Memash, Yud Tzor, Lifra, is what he should separate from. Yiras Chet, Moinoi, Melir, Dib, Ach Yitzhar, and Yiras Chet prevents the Yitzhar from coming after him. It's a higher madrega. Yiras Shemayim is greater than being a Tamil Chacham. It's more important. That's why as we have Chosid Yiras Shemayim, Lamdan is last on the last cab of the rank. Mazut Rama Zet Tamil Chacham, this is Tamil Chacham, the Salkilish might deliver the Hilchasa when he learns and he paskins after Amud HaShachar. That he's Zeichen out to Teide, if he's able to paskin, deliver the Hilchasa. In other words, even though he learned Taita and does mitzvahs, he's protected from Chai Yisrael and all that, he still doesn't know if he'll paskal libe de hilchasa. And that his friend should accept his halachas. And that's the next step up. So let me say he reached a fork road and now he's on the right road. So this is a step higher. You can learn all Taita and mitzvah, you still don't have it there. Dovarach. So Taita already asked, how can a Talmud Chacham, you say he's safe from everything, but we learned before that if you only why you learn Taita, you protect Yitzhara. We're not learning Taita, you're not protecting Yitzhara. So you're not protecting from everything, just because you know how to paskin. So Taita says, interesting, a true Talmud Chacham never stops learning. He's always Isaac with Taita. Yishleim is Tam Talmud Chacham, Terasim Nasi, but Isaac, Umahara Koshav, and Hadal Dam, Le Taita. When, a real Talmud Chacham, when do you have a situation where he's not Isaac with Taita, that you need to protect him, you know? Very interesting word. Now you know what a Talmud Chacham is. Pasik Pumi Megirsa. Good morning, Harvey. They say that the Eibishter has for Dovid Melech is saying what they said about him, that the Eibishter has forsaken me, and they said, let's chase David because nobody's going to protect him. What did they do wrong? My Dorish. They dashed in Vlo Yiroh, Becha Ervas Dover. He had Basheva, therefore he committed an Avedis, and Abishah has forsaken him. They don't realize Aveda mechabe mitzah taka. He did an aveda, and that extinguishes by him the schus of mitzvahs. But the ain aveda mechabe teida. Aveda does not extinguish the schus of teida. David and Melech, we know we learn beginning brachas, learn teida constantly. Therefore, the Eibushim is still with him, and they should not have chased him. It says a pasuk. The Eibushim goes amongst them to protect them and take care of all your enemies. It says, "Vayim achnecha kodesh."
So then, how did they kill him if he had the schus of Torah?
Sorry.
If he had the schus of Torah,
they didn't kill David. They didn't kill David. How? Okay. Remember, we said when you're not learning Torah, you're not protecting the Eitz Hara. Okay. We said Mayim Rabbi cannot extinguish the Ava. And the rivers cannot flood it. If a person will give away his entire fortune with love, boiz yavayzulay, they will plunder him. What does that mean? Boiz yavayzulay, they will plunder from him. What does that mean? Amar ulay kishimin achay Azariah, not like Shimon and Azariah, two brothers, where Azariah learned. Shimon learned, and Azariah was the one who took care of his parnasa. They had a partnership, like Yisachar and Zvulun. And like Rabbi Yechanan the Benesia, and not like Rabbi Yechanan that was taught that the Nasi sustained him and he learned, that's a partnership. And like Hillel v'Shevna, Shechna, Hillel and Shevna, that they were two brothers. And we know that the Hillel was very, very poor. The Chios, Rabbi Dimi, Amad, Hillel v'Shevna, Achi, they were brothers. Hillel also, Betayda, Shevna, Avdiz, he was in business. L'Saif. After Hillel became the star and he became the Nasi, Amalei, turn out of Livlei. No, let's make a shkut to us. Now that you're a Nasi, I'll pay you half the thing. Yotze Baskev Amalei, meet and he says, call home Beisai. You can give your whole fortune, Beisai. We look at it as despicable. When he was poor, he needed money, he's going to Holfen. He's in a grush. Now that he's a Rosh Hashiva. Yeah, Rashi. The bar of the page, Rashi. Shimon Achazariah, Tanu. He was a Tanu, B'mishne, Kamaisa, Dezvachim. And they go by the name, Shimon Achazariah. It means Azariah gets a full credit for Shimon's learning. The Lama Torah de Achiv Shoy Oisib Bepragmatia. He learned business Kedei She Yachli Beschus Lemud Hashimun. The Kachu Nikra Shem Azai Yochi is called the Shem Azai his brother. The Chen Ab Yechon Lama de Anasi Shoy Mefanser. The Ab Yechon learned through the Nasi Mefanis.
That's why it's called the Yechon Vedasiya.
Yeah, so which Nasi was it? Was it Ebi? Who's which Rabbi? Okay, however, he also betrayed him to Oini Rav. He was extremely poor. His father is Besefer Yuma, and he had to go on the skylight and all that. We're now Ahmed Bey's on top of the page. Next page, Tav Chaval of Javi. Next page, I think. Oh, you have that? Oh, yeah, good. Oime Ben Azai. In the Mishnah, we had an argument if you're allowed to learn with girls' Torah. We don't have time to go through this properly, but if somebody has time, you should learn this Sugya properly, the Rishonim, especially the Rambam and the Taz. But Ben Azai says a person has to learn Torah, and what's Ben Azai's reason to learn Torah? In case that she does an Aveda, she commits adultery, she should, and then and because of the chus of the Torah, she's the laser, she shouldn't mock the Hesus, the water, but realize that's because of her chus. So Ben Azai chayil with Torah. Rabbi Lezer says, no, kolam alamed be Torah, malam be tiflis, teaching him narishkeit, teaches him how, teaches her loopholes and how she can behave discreetly in a way that is, you know, some kind of head to the Torah somewhere. Tiflus al gedatach. Well, Hashem say you learn Torah is learning Narishkeiten, or worse than Narishkeiten. Elaima ki ilalim the tales. If you're teaching a Narishkeiten, Omer Avu my tablaz. Why is a blaz against a girl learning Torah? Dechsi because it says in pasuk, Ani chochma, I chochma shachanti. I'm lying, orma and conniving. What he means is sometimes chachma is a good thing, and sometimes it's conniving. Kima shenichnas a chachma ba'adam. A person has chachma nichnas a ima amumi. They learn how to be cunning. Some people use a Torah to learn how to outsmart the Torah. But Rabbanon, hi ani chachma ma'avle. Rabbanon holds a good thing for girls to learn Torah. What do they do with the pasuk? Because they don't learn it completely. They don't learn thoroughly as much as men. I knew you were going to. I'm just telling you, Machleik is a shame. Halam Shadim Mordechai. This is how you learn. We'll see in Rashi Tesis in a second. The Rambam learns, first of all, that Torah Shabbat Peh, of course, girls can learn, it's only Torah Shabbat Ksav. That's a problem. And the Taz is Medaik in the Rambam, or they're Medaik in the Rambam, about Vachrenim. Only if you force the girl to learn, that's what Gemara says. Hamalam is Bita. But if the girl says, I want to learn, then there's no issue whatsoever. That's how they learn Shadim Rambam, which is very progressive. when Sarah Schneier opened the first school, it was only in the early 30s, late 20s. Most Rabbani were against it. What do you mean going to an organized structure of learning? And Ad Hayem Hazeh, I was in Antwerp and my chavrusa was a satna. It wasn't really a satna, but he says a girl was a satna. He was telling me how they learned. They don't learn Torah Shavuot inside. They never learn inside on the board. And they don't have very nice, flattering words to say about Sarah Schneier. They add another word to it, which we use for unbelievable, for people that whatever, which was pretty shocking. But Ad Hayem, I'm talking about 30 years ago, so I'm sure it's Ad Hayem today. How do we learn Pshat Nigmar here? No, the Bana, look at it, what do I need? There's letters from the Rebbe on this. Chassidus is different and all that. And the Chofetz Chaim also is very strong for girls to have education. Only for those that who are prepared to give their lives away from them. They're prepared to sell their clothing and give everything away so they can learn. You know what it says? That I am chachma and I'm prepared to lie down, knock it, give everything away so that I can learn me matzliach. No, the first tayat was amumis. The second tayat is that you have no gashmis. As if he, not that he has no gashmis, that he is totally bottled. And it says, that if your chachma is like you yourself, are behaving like you're ayin, this apostle is brought down all over chassidus. Right? That comes from ayin and chassidus and so on and so forth. Rashi. Oh, he does. Okay, it's a famous letter he wrote. I'm glad he quotes from the Rebbe's letters. Okay. Kilu shemetoicha he may. Why kilu shemetoicha he may vina? She understands armumis how to be conniving, but oisa devarer behitzana. She does things discreetly, but she has a hint and feast with her how to. She uses the tailor to find ways of how to. Find a tailor. Chachma tailor. Shemaim asa odom alev. Shepidus b'kol sakim. He doesn't do any business. V'nasa le oni v'chasakov. He gives up his whole gashmis so that he can sit and learn tailor. Lish nachrina. Shemaisim atzma odom alev gasinan. Shemarim. What do you mean? Tricks. She is kayim terosei likbets al yad v'limon mikol odom. That he makes himself odom that he says, I'm prepared to learn from anybody who knows a little tailor. I'll hear what they have to say. May ayin timotze mina ha'osik ayin. That the person himself. He's like ayin. Look at tesis. Benaze emechay v'adam. This is a strong tesis, so be prepared. Sorry? Kaf? Oh, that's the next Gemara. That's the next Gemara. We didn't do it yet. Let's just do tesis. Benaze emechay v'adam. Yerushalmi. The Benaze. The Leikra Benazai. Benaze will not agree with the Gemara Chagiga. We had a blessing Benazai from Hakel. What Benaze advocates that a girl should learn Torah. And Ben Ablezim Lazai said, Hakil. This year is the midst of Hakil. Hakil is Ha'om. Gather together the people, Ha'anoshim, the men, the Ha'anoshim, the women, the Ha'taf, and the kids. Anoshim Bo Luma. The men came to learn Torah. Noshim Lishmoya. Women came to listen. Ben Azai says, women have to learn just like men. But Ben Ablezim Lazai says, women are coming to listen. Not so, they're not the same Madrega as. Obviously, it's not the same thing. Luma's living so. Lishmoya is here just to hear, you know, superficially. So lechayda to Rishalmi makes a machlekes out of it. I never understood the next part. And taf lomim mevien because the Gemara said we had chagig. I never understood that. If all the men and women are in a base of migdash, who can take care of the taf? You have to bring them. So why give them schar? It says it. Hakas anoshim anoshim. Every man, every woman has to be in the base of migdash. And why do you bring the taf? What else do you do with the taf?
The little kids can't leave
them at home
by themselves.
The taf. What about the Kanani? They always have to go. They're all Yidden. Everyone has to go. Who's left behind? Goyim. You can trust your little taf with Goyim. Venita, the Pidush the Mitzvah. That's not a baby, a massive babysitting service in Yerushalayim somewhere. That was it. Venita, the Pidush the Mitzvah Lishmo Yahanoshin Yedikai Mitzvah. Let me show you Yedishchus Taylor. You hear this? Rabbi Benazai says they should learn the entire Taylor, the width and breadth of Taylor. According to Rabbi Elazar Zayah, they should only listen to the mitzvahs that are negated to them. That's what they should learn. Only mitzvahs negated to them. And that's halacha shalom, that women are chayav to learn the Torah, the mitzvah negated to them. But not stamped to be academic. Now, this is an amazing Gemara. Matroina Sholos Rabbi Elazar. This woman, from a senator, asked Rabbi Elazar, Lipnei ma chayit achaz b'meisa egel. How is it all the Yidden, they committed all the same sin in Meisa Egel. Right? No matter what, they all did the same thing. And yet, we find different kinds of punishments. The Hain Mason, Bogil Misra, three kinds of punishment: those with the knife, and those with the plague, and those with the water. That's what she asked. Very good question. Omar Lo, Rabbi Loza said, Ein isha chachma ele bepelach. The only thing a woman is good for is for sewing and weaving. Amala Hurkanas, she was obviously extremely insulted. And Hurkanas, his son, this is Rabbi Elazar Hurkanas, his son was also Hurkanas, his son made a business and he used to sell to these senators and she made a lot of money. After this, the senator threw her out of the house and he lost his whole panasa. Amala Hurkanas, b'noi b'shvil shaloyli, shiva davar echem and atayda avadatu menegil meiz kur ma'isa b'choshana. Because of what you just happened, you didn't want to answer her question. She took away a business, and I was giving 10% maaser, 300 kur a year. Now I was lost. Can you explain?
300
kur
is his maaser.
Is his maaser? 3,000 kur, massive. Amalei's father said, "Yisrfu divrei teira v'lo yimasru divrei teira l'nashim." Heavy duty stuff. A kanoi. I said, I don't care. My principles. Money is not standing in the way.
But you say nowadays that the nature has changed.
I'm just saying it's a machlekes.
Women are
it depends what the... nothing to do with educated. It has to do with what the reasons are. The Rebbe writes in the letter, if the women Amol were stayed home, they were sheltered, they had no idea of Olam Havoyas, of Olam Hazah, they learned from their mother, the Meseder, and that was it. Today they're exposed to everything else. And you're not going to teach them the Yiddishkeit.
So
is that the kavanah of the Torah that they should know about the science and math and everything else and not know Chas Shalom Torah mitzvahs? That was the Rebbe's argument. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But the Rebbe says you should learn a lot of chassidus to give them drocha yirashamayim. My comma. What is it? Hachi comma. The Mishnah said, Yeshua said a woman would rather have less money and have her husband close by her rather than having a lot of money and husband not close by. In other words, it doesn't make sense. It's empty. What do you have? Say, husband's there. What happened? It? Nothing. It's empty stuff. A woman is more interested in shallow stuff than in profound stuff. That's what he's trying to say. Agreeing with the Rabbi Eliezer. Exactly. So therefore, she likes things which have no substance. Anyway, right? Who are you? I'm a chassid shaita. What's a chassid shaita? Hey, chidami. He said the people who destroy the world are a chassid shaita and so on. What's a chassid shaita? Hey, chidami, chassid shaita. Going to Kotov, it's a banana. A woman is drowning in the ocean. But he said, "La, but how can I even look at her?" Cooking. Cooking. Vatsul and save her. Yeah, that's called a chassid shaita. What's then another example he gives is Hechidami Rasha, or a cunning Rasha. What's a cunning Rasha? Or Rabbi Yechazah, Matin Dvar of the Dayan, Kaidin Shiyav, Baldin Chaveda. He talks to the judge. He knows the judge is going to adjudicate his case. He has a lunch with him and he tells him his story. So innocently, he planted the seeds in the judge's mind that this guy is right, which is forbidden to do. Says Rashi, the mission Nikvu Beleva Dayan Shari is a Chaisel Dvar, which is there. Once the Dayan has an inkling that this guy is right, Koshin Lasalk is very hard to get it out of your head. Vadiyar Mumazev, Rasha, who he's cunning. He's a Rosh Hashanah. He's a Shema Shav. You're not allowed to tell first. Then the next morning, you know what a Rosh is? Yeah. A Chacham Rosh. The din is that if you, the word tzedakah is 199, gematria. If you own $199 cash, then you're allowed to collect tzedakah. And a person give you $500, no problem. But once you have 1,000, once you have 200, you cannot collect. So you know what this Rosh does? He makes sure he gives you only $1, so now you have 200, you can no longer collect. The poor man has no choice but to take it. If the poor man doesn't take it, so he can remain with 199, and then sounds like he has no right to do that. The poor man knows, otherwise, the big deal is don't take it. The guy offers you a dollar, don't take it and go somewhere else. Vice is that he has no choice. You have no right to collect anybody else, he's giving you tzedakah. Then you have no right then to impose on somebody else to give it tzedakah. So that's why he put you in a corner.
It's interesting, in Hilchos Shabbos he quotes all the time, Say Shabbat Kukov Al Tzedak Lubriyas, that the Oni has a responsibility to the Kehillah, don't take it.
That's only Lihidura. Rashi. Lahashti, you know the famous tour, the first tour in Shulchan Aruch, he asked his father, he says, I say Shabbat Kukov Al Tzedak Lubriyas, does that apply to me when only I can't even have challah on the table? In tour he writes this. I was always wondering why he wrote that. His father, the Rosh, was very rich, you know. Obviously, his father wasn't giving any money. So he was trying to hint to his father, maybe he sent a few dollars in the post. So his father writes to him, yes, it means you also.
Yeah,
father didn't get the hint. Rashi, Lahashim. Lahashim assigned Zuz, Ma'ata Layita Lek, he can't take it anymore. But Yeshle Kravim Shiitlam. And he has relative ready to take. It sounds like he has no choice but to take that dollar. Right, the Gemara, another example. If you only have a few nechassim, so then, if you have a few nechassim, the girls take all the nechassim and the boys have to go and collect. But if you sell the nechassim, then the girls have no rights anymore. So the guy advises the kids, you don't sell the nechassim, the girls go out and collect. That's a rasha. They sold. If I sell you nechassim, I say, and after you finish with it, give it to somebody else. So machlek is if you have a right to sell. The first guy has a right to sell, or not. The first man says no. The second man says yes, they have a right to sell it. And if I advise, and then the third guy gets nothing. So if I advise the guy sell it, another guy gets nothing. That's a rasha. Let them do it on their own. Zahamesi eitzel limka b'nechassim kirab shimim and gamil etan nechassim loch v'acherech l'poni here for you and then afterwards gets the other guy. V'yor ishim bach, he sold it, bach al-sheni, moisi, bach al-sheni, ate it, Hashem is not chud, the second guy, he can take it back, he's a Rebbe. Rosh Bago, but ain't l'sheni l'ashay edition, he has no rights. Rabbi Nechama, but he says, Zahamachliya acheidim b'ochoysef. A guy walks around saying, follow me, I'm the frum guy, I'm the prototype of a real frum guy, follow me. And look at Rashi, Hamachli Achem Achayisav, Ru'u V'asu K'mayni. Look at me and follow. What's wrong with that? V'lchu B'darchi, Lo'inis Kavazel, Ha'az Asik V'chassi. He wants to brag. Look, I'm so frum. Be'enei Habriyas. Be'ein Techi Gibari. But deep down we know there's a worm crawling in there. El Shalai Yedaktiku Acher of Libdoi B'teza. He's doing terrible things. He doesn't want them to follow. And they'll think about him. Ah, they'll dismiss. Yechayshir him. He's not Shaykh. He's Chashashir from Eid. And the last one is, and this is interesting, Amar Avuna, Zahamekil Atzman, when he himself is confronted with a Shaila, he paskins for himself, he always takes the lenient way. But if somebody asks him a Shaila, Machmel Achedim, to others he's so frum, he's Machmel, but to himself he's very Mekul. That's all examples of a Russia. Sorry? Yeah, Ula said one more, but Ula continues a while, so we'll continue that tomorrow, Mitzvah. Goes to Brak.